God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. We turn to you, O God of every nation, giver of life and origin of good. Your love is at the heart of all creation. Your hurt is people's broken brotherhood. We turn to you that we may be forgiven for crucifying Christ on earth again. We know that we have never wholly striven, forgetting self to love other men. Free every heart from pride and self-reliance, our ways of thought inspire with simple grace. Break down among us barriers of defiance. Speak to the souls of all the human race. Teach us, good Lord, to serve the need of others. Help us to give and not count the cost. Unite us all, for we are born as brothers. Defeat our Babel with your Pentecost. Christ gave himself up for us as a sacrificial offering to God. Alleluia. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done. That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived. Indeed, you love truth and heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help. With the spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O rescue me, O God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humble, contrite heart, you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and to restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in the joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations. Christ gave himself up for us as a sacrificial offering to God. Alleluia. Jerusalem, city of God, you will shine with a radiant light. Alleluia. Let all men speak of the Lord's majesty, and sing his praises in Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, holy city, he scourged you for the work of your hands, but will again pity the children of the righteous. Praise the Lord for his goodness, and bless the King of ages, so that his tent may be rebuilt in you with joy. May he gladden within you all who were captives, all who were ravished. May he cherish within you for all generations to come. A bright light will shine to all the parts of the earth. Many nations will come to you from afar, and the inhabitants of all the limits of the earth, drawn to you by the name of the Lord God, bearing in their hands their gifts for the King of heaven. Every generation shall give joyful praise in you, and shall call you the chosen one throughout all ages forever. Go then, rejoice over the children of the righteous, who shall all be gathered together, and shall bless the Lord of ages. Happy are those who love you, and happy those who rejoice in your prosperity. Happy are all the men who shall grieve over you, over all your chastisements. For they shall rejoice in you, as they behold all your joy forever. My spirit blesses the Lord, the great King. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Jerusalem, a city of God, you will shine with a radiant light. Alleluia. I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Alleluia. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He has established peace on your borders. He feeds you with the finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, will be forever. Amen. All-powerful God, it is through your church, generously endowed with gifts of grace and fortified by the Holy Spirit, that you send out your word to all the nations. Strengthen your church with the best of all food and make it dauntless in faith. Multiply its children to celebrate with one accord the mysteries of your love at the altar on high. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I saw the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. Alleluia. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you have put to death. Hanged him on a tree. He whom God has exalted is at your right hand, as ruler and Savior, is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those that obey him. The Word of the Lord. The Lord has risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia. I now go to prepare a place for you, but I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may also be. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, and to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I now go to prepare a place for you, but I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you also may be. Alleluia. God the Father raised up Christ through the Spirit, and will also raise up our mortal bodies. Let us cry out to him, Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. All-Holy Father, you accepted the holocaust of your Son by raising him from the dead. Accept the offering we make today and lead us to eternal life. Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. Look with favor on all we do today, that it may be for your glory and the sanctification of the world. Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. May our work today not be in vain, but for the good of the entire world, and through it, lead us to your kingdom. Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. Open our eyes today to recognize our brothers and sisters and our hearts to love them, so that we may love and serve one another. Lord, raise us to life through your Holy Spirit. For all those who have donated to dtesh.com and lit a prayer candle, may their prayers be answered and you hear their cry. For we agree with them and ask you, Lord, raise us to life through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And let us pray in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father of our freedom and salvation, hear the prayers of those redeemed by your Son's suffering. Through you, may we have life. With you, may we have eternal joy. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.